ballroom dancing becomes hugely popular with young people, as we'll hear now from Percy Lovegrove. It was a great outlet during the difficult years of the emergency.
At the beginning of World War II, Ireland entered a state of emergency. Despite the circumstances, Dublin people took up ballroom dancing in their droves. Percy Lovegrove was one of many who first laced up his dancing shoes as the rest of Europe went to war.
Well, I was working in the Great Northern Railway in Amiens Street, the old GNR, and there was a very active social club there. I was on the committee. One of the highlights of the whole year in the social club's activities was the dress dance. That's really where I started, serious dancing. But prior to that, I'd had lessons from a lady called Doreen Cuthbert, and I enjoyed my series of lessons with her.
Ballroom dancing was more than just a hobby. It was a social experience. Percy's favourite dances were those which gave him the opportunity for intimacy with his partner.
I loved the slow foxtrot and I loved the slow waltz. I also loved the tango. That's a very romantic dance. You put your arms around your partner and she put her hand on your shoulder and you worked very much in unison. That was one of the attractions, of course, that you could actually be holding your partner while dancing, and you were able to convey what steps you were going to take merely through movements of your hands and your body, and she was able to follow you. And it was all a question of meeting the opposite sex.
Ballroom had plenty of styles, but Percy told me he has a particular favourite.
I think the slow waltz is my favourite. It's a lovely, slow, romantic dance with not too intricate movements. And to have your partner, and if she was your girlfriend, all the better, in your arms for that, it was wonderful.
Percy was far from alone in taking up dancing.
It was a very popular pastime. Ballroom dancing was very big in Dublin. And nearly every club, social organisation and workplace had its own ballroom session and would have an annual dance and maybe hops, what we called hops, kind of 8 p.m. to midnight, several times a year. It was very big business.
Dancing also offered a break from the harder parts of life during the emergency.
The emergency, the war started in 1939, and I would have been at the time in my late teens. And it suited me very well to have this outlet because times were difficult.
Ultimately, though, for Percy, it was all about the romance of dance. He and his dance instructor, Doreen Cuthbert, soon became more than just teacher and student.
We had no intention when it all started off that that's the way it would end up. But after 6 or 8 months, I was reasonably well-founded in ballroom. And she asked me to partner her in some demonstrations, which we did, various dances around the city. And it grew from that, and we kept company together. And Doreen, this particular year, 1943, created a ballet and choreographed Weber's Invitation to the Waltz. I was very impressed with that. And on the Saturday night when the show finished, I proposed to her. Asked her to marry me. And she said, ask me again tomorrow. Which I did. The answer was yes.
Sure, what else could she say? He's now in his 90s. Percy Lovegrove talking there to James Keating about his love of dancing and indeed finding the love of his life.